tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm your host, Emily Blue, with co-host Deanne Lax. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning or end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax and enjoy it as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Tim Bowman Jr. with I'm Good, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through. I have my days when it's true, y'all. I just can't smile. I just wanna cry. It ain't easy. Sometimes it's worth just to be alive. But when I think of the goodness that's come to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror and say to yourself, I've come to fight to quit. So say I'm good. I'm good enough to love myself. I'm good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress, just the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good. Good enough to handle my fears. Good enough to raise my kids. The past is the past. And honestly, I'm happy for where I'm at because I'm my confidence. I reply with every now and then, but life comes down to two things, and that's rejection and acceptance. So I reject that there's no peace, and I accept that I am free. That's all I have to be. That's all I ever need. Cause when I think of the goodness that comes to me, it's easier to let go. That I'm not having it. Just take a good look in the mirror, say to yourself, I've come too far to quit. So say I
Hi, guys. This is Kim Washington, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
The night, understand it's kind of late, and I gotta get home to my son, cause he's so special to me. I mean, I gotta see him, I need to breathe him, that's my baby, don't call me crazy. I love the studio, but I love him more, let me give you what I got. So I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death, I'm so blessed, yes, yes. I went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed, I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. Water in my face and everything is in its place. Peace of mind, even my grace. I'm so blessed, yes, yes, yes. My grandma almost lived to see 92. I'm so blessed, yes, 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 yes. My son was born healthy and beautiful. I'm so blessed, yeah, yes. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. My son, father doing his absolute. I'm so blessed, blessed. Bless, bless, yeah, yeah, yes. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. Trouble gon' happen, it's just the way it be. Ain't nothing coming easily in this life. Sometimes you gotta work and you gotta grow and it gotta hurt. I'm sure you know, take a look around. Woke up this morning listening to this song, you're so blessed. Yes, yes, gonna rock the dawn all day long, you're so blessed. Yes. Hands up in the air, waving like we just don't care. We're so blessed, yeah, yeah, feeling fresh to death, 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 death. Went to sleep stressed, woke up refreshed. My mama's on my right side, daddy on my left. I'm so blessed, yes, yes. That was Jill Scott with Blessed, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Ephesians 6 and 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes,
2020 has been an astonishing fight, enveloped by a global pandemic, civil unrest, and so much more. Many of us feel utterly defeated. We feel despair, and we feel we cannot make a comeback. But the fight is not over. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to get back into the ring. Even if you had to go back to the drawing board, it's okay. Put your boxing gloves on and take a swing at everything telling you you cannot begin again. Be resilient and keep jabbing at life's blows. You can come out the winner no matter how many times the devil attempts to tell you to throw the fight. That is your life. That's our Fresh Start segment.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter and make our community and our country stronger. So make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. Know the candidates. And vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org for registration and election information. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We're so excited you have tuned in. We know you are going to enjoy tonight's special guest as we celebrate and thrive. But first, here's the gift by Donna Lawrence and Company, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Can we choose another song, please?
I don't know what we have.
Back to Eden.
I had it queued up.
You were born with a grace. That grace is your gift. Company, teach the lesson.
Systems of the world will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven says.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world
these systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were
designed
to make you sit down on your gift.
Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you,
this gift,
give it back to him.
Offer it up.
Gift works for you. Tell somebody, just be you.
It looks good on you.
Can't be a better you than you. And you wear it.
And you wear it well.
God has graced you.
God has graced you. And
come on, let's take it up. Wearing alto wear.
It looks good on you.
Say it again. Yeah.
It looks good.
With attitude. Soprano wear. You're graced in that area.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace. Your grace that'll make you prosperous.
God has
graced you to be you.
You
honor it.
Well.
Take it up. You got it.
It looks good on you.
Come on, Tinner.
It looks good.
Wear your grace.
It looks good on you.
Work your grace.
It looks good.
That's it.
It looks good on you.
Where you at?
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
You're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue, and now it is time for your Renewed Heart segment. Mastered it. This past Friday was National Bosses Day, and something came to mind. Actually, a scripture came to mind, Matthew 20, 25 through 28, which says, "But Jesus called them unto him, and said, Ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." I know nowadays we are into this big thing of being a boss. We're a boss chick, boss lady, whatever you want to call it. And actually, we pondered on the theme, boss babe, or boss lady, or boss chick, or boss whatever you want to call it, for October. But this scripture made me think about something that a lot of times we as leaders or those who are in leadership position forget to exercise, and that is a position of servitude. As leaders, we're not just here to help delegate or give things, assignments, give things for people to do. We are actually here to serve. So if anyone out here is in a position of authority, be it a manager, a director, a supervisor, a police officer, a president, whatever your title is, don't forget that not only do you answer to the Most High, God, you also are servant to those whose titles are below yours. Don't forget that ultimately you serve the Master. And because you serve the Master, the Creator of all, you are also serving His people. So, you've mastered it if you chose to keep Him first. Allow God to use you in your position so that you can be excellent
And so that Boss's Day, or whatever you want to call it, is not the only time you celebrate, but every day, because every person who works with you and for you is to be celebrated and to be loved. Go out there and don't just boss up. Don't even boss up. Master it by following the master himself, by giving service and providing a need to those who have one. That's your Renewed Heart segment for today.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And we are so excited to share with you a wonderful person on our show on today as we talk about celebrate and thrive. Our first guest is minister, author, and owner of and founder of Fashion K's Tea Time. Let's welcome Fashion Roxanne Kennedy to the Brand New Day family. I am so glad to have you.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm grateful that you said yes. I am missing your tea. I'm going to have to go ahead and put in my orders real soon. I've been missing my passion for tea.
I got you, girl. I got you when you're ready.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful. So tell our listening audience just a little bit about yourself. I know that I've given just a brief interlude, but tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
My name is Fanchon. It's pronounced like mansion, but with an F, Fanchon. I am foremost just a child of God who has purpose in her heart to, when I see him, I want to be able to show him what I've done with my life and the talents he's given me, how I multiply them, how I use them to serve others. And so the ways I'm doing that is through ministry. I have authored a book, and just through my business, my tea company, and just a couple other things I got on the horizon that I haven't shared yet. Just trying to make sure that I'm using the gifts that God has given me to serve others. That's what I'm trying to do. That's it. I have an audience of one, and I live to please him. And because at the end, we're going to leave it all behind. So I don't want to build a bunch of things that then get before him and he's not pleased. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So tell us what inspired you to launch your business.
What inspired me to launch my business, having my own tea company has been something I've always dreamed of doing ever since I was younger, because I went through a lot emotionally as a young person, and just having my own personal tea town with my little Lipton tea bags was amazing to me. Until I was around 16 and 17 years old, they built a tea store down the street from my school, and one day I went inside, and I was introduced to the world of loose leaf tea and the flavors and mixing it with the spices and different things, and you know it was just mind blowing, and it took my own personal tea time to another level, and I said to myself at that age that I'm going to own one of these one day, and so in 2017, after leaving the job I was working on, I took a break, and I went to visit my friend in Canada, and while I was there, I was praying, I was trying to figure out what was next for me to do, and God, he showed it to me. He showed me the name, everything. He showed me the purpose behind it, and he was like, it's time, and I was like, okay, and so I went for that. Was in 2017. I launched in August 2017, and I've been going for 3 years now, and the best is yet to come. So my goal with my tea company is to really use it to infuse the principles of the gospel without necessarily making it like I don't have to say Jesus this, you know, I have to preach because it's not a place, sometimes your business is not the place to preach, but I can still use it to infuse the principles of the gospel into the world, like through my teeth flexions, through the names of my teeth, through the things I post on social media, all of it promotes what God stands for, which is love, peace, hope, joy. So that's my goal with my teeth time, is to serve people, to inspire people, and to inspire people to be kind and be hospitable towards one another.
Awesome. This is co-host Ann Lax, and I pretty much think I know the answer to this, but I absolutely love your inspiration behind the tea, and I think that's very inspirational to entrepreneurs who are wanting to get started in the business, and they are also believers. Like, how do I approach this thing? So, but my question to you is, what as an entrepreneur, what motivates you to celebrate and thrive? What motivates you? I know God has given you a great inspiration. Is there anything else that might motivate you as well?
Yeah, I would say a couple of things. One, as an entrepreneur, I feel like I'm more myself. I feel like I am an entrepreneur regardless. Like, if I wasn't doing the tea company, I feel like my profession is an entrepreneur, being innovative, because I'm creative. And so being an entrepreneur, I don't have limits, or I get to explore. And so I get to see, okay, this is moving well. Like, I get to dream up things, you know what I'm saying? I could dream up something and put it out there and make it happen and see what happens. And some things work and some things don't. So I think that part of it gets me out of the bed in the morning, that I get to create something today. Another part that gets me going is I love the process, don't get me wrong, but another part that, but profits are not always guaranteed. It's up and down, so you have to have something more than just the money. But another thing that gets me going is my customer's feedback. When because our motto is more than tea. When a customer tells me, like I have a customer in Chicago that I never met who sent me a card back, who's battling cancer, and tells me how our Instagram posts and what I'm doing in my teas, and she ordered one of our tea journals, how it's helping her fight cancer.
That, oh, wow.
If that's not motivation, I don't know what else is, you know. So that will keep me going. Those things like that, knowing that I haven't even reached the people that really need what I have to offer.
Wow, that's powerful. That it really is. And so as an entrepreneur here myself, I definitely have to ask you, what words of encouragement do you have for our listening audience? To those who are trying to pursue their passion.
Patience. Don't allow don't allow other people who seem to be further or doing it better or it seem like they're going fast or social media, don't allow it to make you feel like you're not making progress. Patience. Great things are not built fast. You have to stick with it. You have to stay there, stick with it, see it through, and don't be afraid to continue to go back to the drawing board, because believe it or not, that's the fun, that's the adventure, figuring out how to reinvent yourself over and over and over and over and over and over. And that's really what entrepreneurs is. So patience, I think entrepreneurs need patience. You know, when you're dealing with business is ups and downs. Look at our economy. Look at the stock market. It never stays up. So if you're not able to navigate those waves, then maybe entrepreneurship is not for you. So be patient and you know, and celebrate when it's good, and when it's down, get creative.
Yeah, and you know, you're so right about that, because I'm thinking about my husband. He's getting involved in trading and things like that. And some days I look at that stock market and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is all over the place. Like, It seems like every time somebody says something, the market changes. And, you know, we always get told don't get wrapped up in our emotions and things like that. But in essence, that's how our world operates. You know, the president or somebody says something one day and the next day the stocks go down. And then they go back up, you know. So you're right. Like, you got to be patient and just kind of ride the wave.
And stay planted. Understand that God has shown us what life is like through our seasons.
Yeah.
I was standing under my tree today and I was watching the leaves fall. But guess what? Those leaves are coming back in the spring. So because they're falling today and the tree looks bare today, I'm not worried because it's coming back. So life is about cycles. So if you stay put and ride the cycles, you'll see. You'll be able to enjoy each season because, like, oh man, it's not everything is not going well, like I wanted to go today with my job, my marriage, whatever it is. You're gonna have those turbulent times, but understand it's a cycle, it's a season that's gonna change. So,
Amen. Contentment, be content in all things.
Yes.
In everything, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, God is gonna give us the capability to get through it all. Faithful, we are so grateful to have you. Thank you so much for being here on today and joining
us. Thank you for having me.
Where can our listeners support and purchase your amazing tea? And then how can they follow you on social media?
You can Tea Time, that's F's and Frank, A-N-C-H-I-O-N. KTtime.com. And then if you don't know how, if you can't figure out how to spell my name, just connect with Emily on social media. And anywhere you put in my name on social media, my the business and me personally, you'll be able to connect with me. Fancy K Tea Time or Fancy K, you'll find me. And thank you so much for having me. I really greatly appreciate it. Love connecting with entrepreneurs. I know it's a journey for us, but you know, we got to keep pushing, and until we see what's in our vision, we got to keep pushing till we're there. So praying for all the entrepreneurs out there, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're always welcome here on Brand New Day anytime. Make sure you stay safe and well.
Okay. I sure will.
Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number again is 563-999-3456. And we would love to hear your comments and tell us how you're celebrating and thriving. Again, thank you so much, Fanson, for being here with us and joining us. Here's Mary Mary with Survive.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, blew my mind. So many times I had to hold on for my life, but I
It is time for the Live Smart segment here on Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. I want to talk to you about breaking the cycle. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which first began in 1981 by the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence as a day of unity to connect battered women's advocates across the country. Domestic violence affects millions, both women and men, of every race, religion, culture, and status. It's not just punches and black eyes. It's yelling and humiliation, stalking, manipulation, coercion, threats, and isolation. It's stealing a paycheck, keeping tabs online, nonstop texting, constant use of the silent treatment, or calling someone stupid so often they believe it. Every October, we rededicate ourselves to breaking the cycle. Nearly 3 out of 4 Americans personally know someone who is or has been a victim of domestic violence. Now it is time to take a stand. Support survivors and speak out against domestic violence all month long. That's our Live Smart segment. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. And we are so excited to have our second guest on tonight as we celebrate and thrive. She's a retired professional dancer, dance educator, and breast cancer survivor and thriver. Let's welcome Michelle Zada Hall to the Brand New Day family.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle. This is Deanne Lax. This is co-host Deanne Lax, and I'm actually going to get us started here this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you all?
Awesome.
Great.
So if you could you tell us a little bit about yourself, tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
So a little bit about myself. I'm originally from the Buckeye State. I have to rep my Ohio. I graduated from the Ohio State University. I know they don't like to hear that down in Texas. I have an older brother and sister and my mother as well that all still live in Columbus, Ohio. I've been down here in Dallas since 2008. I've had the opportunity to live in New York, Philly, L.A., and Denver, pursuing my dance career, dancing with different black dance companies. And then I retired in 2013 and I teach for the prestigious Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts. I've been there on dance faculty for the past 7 years.
Awesome.
So that's my little background.
Awesome. And so what inspires you to dance? I mean, I know I've done a little dance, not quite like you, though, because I've seen those pictures. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, oh, my goodness, she's awesome. What inspires your passion for dance, and education?
Well, for dance, you know, I think it was that dream that every little girl has. It just went a little bit further for me. You know, I started, my mom signed me out when I was a little girl, and I just fell in love with it. I was always into sports and the arts, and I just loved being able to express how I was feeling through my body. I always like create a story. That's my thing, create a story through dancing. As far education, my mother was a teacher, and shadowing her as a kid going into the school, I just loved her rapport and relationship with her students, and it inspired me to want to be a teacher. And why not be a dance teacher? And I just love being able to take all the tools that have been given to me and give it back to my students and help mentor them.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, this is Emily. How are you doing again this evening?
Hey, Emily. I'm doing good.
It's been a while.
I know. I was like, we got to meet each other last year at an event.
Yeah, it was at GlamCon. I did the pink carpet hosting for that. Yeah.
Yes. So that was such a funny
event. So that just kind of leads me into our next question. As a breast cancer survivor, how do you keep yourself encouraged and motivated to celebrate and thrive?
So what keeps me encouraged, you know, is my faith in the Lord and His will be done. From the moment I was diagnosed, I claimed healing over my body, and that's exactly what happened, you know. And I pray, and, you know, my faith keeps me strong and motivated. And then I have an amazing, amazing circle of supporters and love, my family, my friends, the community, my students and their parents, past and present, my coworkers. And, I mean, that motivates me. That keeps me strong. I mean, who wouldn't be, you know, who wouldn't thrive with support like that, you know?
Yes, and I can completely understand that as a teacher myself. They keep me motivated and inspired, especially now as we're dealing with this global pandemic and all of the other things that we're dealing with right now in this world.
Right. My goodness. These Zoom calls.
Yes. Yes, we have been Zooming since spring.
Wow, and so you're teaching now, right? You're teaching dance now through Zoom?
Yes, we have some classes that are, it's a hybrid model. So some of our students are via Zoom, and then some of them are in person. And we've been doing that model for the past 2 weeks.
You think we could jump on there?
Come on, I'll give you the Zoom link. You have to show your face, though.
Right. Oh,
you have to show our face.
Yes.
That's hilarious. So, Michelle, whether it be for dance or for someone who is dealing with breast cancer or even just either of those two things, could you give us some advice to our listening audience about either of those subjects? Because I can only imagine that there's somebody out there that's saying, wow, she's amazing. I cannot believe that even in the midst of everything she's going through, has gone through and is going through, that she's thriving and rising above it. What do you have to give our listening audience in terms of advice?
So I think it's actually pretty simple. I just didn't allow cancer to define me, you know, like, the person that I was before is who I was going through the battle and still continue to be. You know, yeah, I had this disease that was trying to take over me, but I fought against it. And I was like, I was fabulous then, I'm going to be fabulous now, you know. So I just continued on. And, you know, I also just try to have as much positivity in my life. My mantra is always look for the rainbows amongst the clouds. And, you know, with all the bad things that were going on in my body, and you can look at the world in that way. You know, you just got to find those rainbows, those bright spots, those moments of positivity. And anytime there's negativity in your life and negative people, you know, you got to kick them out, you know, because it ain't nothing but the devil.
Yes.
Just surround yourself with positivity and love.
That's good. And I know that our listening audience definitely got some valuable wisdom and tidbits from what you just said, because you just said a whole lot, and it was so simple but so profound. So, Michelle, thank you so much. We thank you so much for being on with us. You're always welcome here with us
on
Brand New Day. So where
thank
can
you
our
so much for having me.
Audience...
This was so much fun.
Absolutely. Where can our listening audience reach out to you online as well as social media?
Probably best is on my Instagram page. That's it's an open page and it's under my name, Michelle Zada, MichelleZada. And yeah, you can just follow my little positive life.
All right, then.
Well, I know we're following already, so we're going to continue to enjoy that amazing positivity. And thank you again so much, Michelle. And you have a wonderful evening and continue to stay safe and well in the education streets.
You too. Thank you both. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. It's time for the Fearless Family segment with Deanne Lack.
I'm here. I'm just multitasking. That's what Fearless Families do. All right. This has been a great inspirational night. I mean, I've gotten so many tidbits. And so now I'll just share a little bit of information for Fearless Families. Tonight we're talking about Responsibly Yours. One thing that COVID-19 has certainly shown us is that we are some selfish people. Goodness sake. As we see the world's COVID numbers increase again, it's amazing that people would find it so difficult to do things like wear a mask, if not for your own health, the health of others. Jesus tells us in Matthew 7:12, the golden rule. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. There are about, over 320 million people living in the United States, and our responsibility to self and one another allows us to be beneficiaries of that thing we call life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness that is talked about in the Declaration of Independence. As believers here on earth, it is our duty to responsibly care for others and responsibly share the gospel with others. Mask up, pray up, and vote, and care for others as the word instructs. And be an example to others, especially our children, so that they can live responsibly as kingdom builders. That's us. I'm responsible yours. That's all. Fearless families, go out and have a great week and be responsible. Please don't be out here just freewheeling without a mask on and just doing whatever. I mean, we still have to protect each other. It's our job. It's our responsibility to protect one another. And just be content. Don't be in a hurry to do nothing fast. Just be content with where you are. Pray about it. And pray about who you're going to vote for in this election.
Yes, please pray. Please pray. Thank you, Deanne, for that amazing Fearless Family segment. Tell me what that title was again.
Responsibly Yours.
Responsible Yours.
Responsibly.
All right.
Signed.
Responsibly
Yours. Yes, signed Responsibly
All right.
Yours.
All righty. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Well, boy, time flies when you're having fun. We've reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to Shine Lord Radio at 8:30 Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Brand New Day and Rearing Royalty. And keep the conversation going. Tell us how you are celebrating and thriving. Again, follow us on all social media, Brand New Day Emily and Rearing Royalty. And don't forget to join us next week as we celebrate Brand New Day's second year anniversary with a special show. So let's recap. Our fresh start was Get Back Into the Ring. Our Renewed Heart segment was Mastered It. Our Live Smart segment was Breaking the Cycle. And our Fearless Family segment was Responsibly Yours. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We bless you. Continue to help us to celebrate and thrive, even in the things that we don't understand. You said in your word, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you, God. Thank you for perfecting everything that concerns us. We thank you, Lord God, for a great week. We thank you for making the rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Oprah Winfrey. The more you celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. Don't you agree, Deanne?
Yes, ma'am.
The more you celebrate your life, the more you have to celebrate. So we thank you for rocking with us these 2 years. We've got more and more in store for you all. Thank you for tuning in today. We had some amazing guests, and we loved every minute of it, and we enjoyed being with you. Go get you some of that tea, please. It's amazing. Here's Kim Burrell and Terrell Williams with I See a Victory.
They'll call it a mystery, but we're gonna call it
victory.
We'll be writing history. It's gonna be
victory.
There'll be signs on top of signs, just so you'll know that
history
is saying victory.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.